ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानी वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथोबलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनिरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ओम शांति शांति शांति। सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि द्वितीयः खंडे द्वितीयः मंत्रः। वी जस्ट कंप्लीटेड नाहं मन्ये स्वेद इति नो न वेद इति वेद च। आई डू नॉट थिंक आई नो ब्रह्मन्। नॉट दट आई डू नॉट नो आई नो। च स्टैंड फॉर आई डू नॉट नो। नह यह तद्वेद तद्वेद नो न वेद मीन्स व्हाट इट्स नॉट दैट आई डू नॉट नो आई नो एंड आई डू नॉट नो। नाहं मन्ये सुवेदेति नो न वेदेति वेद च यो नस्तद्वेद तद्वेद नो न वेदेति वेद च। ओके वी सॉ ऑल दिस। सो हियर द टीचर रियली आस्क्ड हिम शुक हिम बट द स्टूडेंट वॉज नॉट शेकन। ही वॉज वेरी फर्म because of the clarity of his understanding, and the clarity of understanding was the strength. The strength was because of his understanding of the traditional teaching of the received from the teacher, and which had the support of the reasoning, and which was actually resulted in, which actually resulted in the immediate knowledge, aparoksham jnana. Therefore, the student rode in the class because of revealing his firmness of vision of the truth. So exhibiting the firm, his firmness of the vision of the truth, he said, among us, the fellow disciples, whoever has understood my words, that person definitely knows Brahman. Exactly. Brahman in keeping with the teaching. Whoever has understood the reality, the truth of why what is said, that person has understood the truth. So, read the last paragraph. Kim punaha tadvachanam. This is where we left. Tadvachanam kim punaha kim vachanam. What is that? That the student said. Iti ataha aha. What then was that speech of the student? What then was his expression? So here, ataha aha. Therefore, the answer came in this manner. No na veda iti. No na veda iti. What does it mean? It's not that I do not know. Vedacha, I do know. But I do not know. So when he says I know, he does not say I know Brahma. He says I know means I do know. But I do not know means Brahman is not an object of knowledge. So I have a clear vision of Brahman, which means I am Brahman myself. Yadeva. That which has been said above alone, anyadeva tad vidita datho avidita dadhi ityuktam. So what the student says, nona vedeti vedacha, that is the active voice expression of the same which was said by the teacher. Anyadeva tad vidita avidita dadhi. Brahman is that which is other than the known and the unknown. So the known and the unknown, even yesterday I said, last week I said, I have to repeat it today, you must be patient. You must have the patience to accept it. The known and the unknown come under the category of the knowable. Therefore, Brahman, which is other than the known and the unknown, is Brahman is that which is other than the knowable. And that which is other than the knowable is the unknowable. The unknowable is the subject of knowledge, the knower. Therefore, Brahman is other than the known and the unknown. The unknowable means the knowable. The knowable means unknowable knower. Brahman is the unknowable knower. Which means the unknowable knower is Brahman. Not Brahman is not the knower, but the unknowable knower is Brahma. That is how one has to arrive at it. Which means one should see, I am the knower. Here, Dhrut Drishya Viveka, the Drik Drishya, this subject object analysis is, this is how Swami should say a Upanishad has the methodology hidden in it, inbuilt in it. This drik drishya vivekaha, the knower known analysis, the subject object analysis being hidden in this, inbuilt in this, has to be understood here. But it shows the reality Brahman is the reality of both knower and the known. There cannot be knower without the Brahman. There cannot be the known also without Brahman. So that which lends existence to the knower as well as the known is one and the same Brahman. Same reality. Only truth. That's why Brahman is free from being the subject of knowledge and the object of knowledge. Brahman is neither the subject nor the object. Brahman is distinct from both knower and the known. So we should say Brahman is distinct from the knower, known, knowledge, triputi, threefold difference, the knower, known, knowledge difference. Jnatru jnana jnaya bheda rahitam Brahma. Brahman is that which is distinct from the knower, knowledge and the known. Without Brahman, without this reality, there cannot be knower, there cannot be the known, there cannot be the knowledge. But Brahman is free from all the three, triputi bheda. But how we should arrive at Brahman? That is why only for a human being, Brahman is understandable. And that Brahman has to be arrived at only as the truth of oneself, a surupam of oneself. Therefore here, viditat aviditat adhi. This was the answer given by the teacher. This is how the teacher taught. Brahman is that which is other than the known and the unknown. Therefore, the knower is Brahman. Only to arrive at it, we have to distinguish the knower from the known. We have no clue. We only know that I am knower, I am the knower. We never understood. I cannot refer to anything the known. So there's no, even though there's no physical distance between knower and the known, still one has to cognitively discern the knower. Knower being distinct from the known must be very clear. Having distinguished the knower from the known, then we should see who this knower is, what this knower is. Of course, one has to see the first person singular pronoun, I cannot refer to a know, the known, should refer only to the knower. Therefore, I am the knower, therefore aham Brahma asmi. The knower is Brahma, I am the knower, therefore aham Brahma asmi. This is, teaching is not complete. After that, one has to really see how I, the knower, am Brahma, and how the surupam of nature of Brahman should be known, seen as one's own nature. If Brahman is timeless, I am timeless. Brahman is all pervasive, I am all pervasive. Brahman is, one has to see oneself from the standpoint of the pure consciousness awareness. One has to see the nature of the reality. One claims that nature of reality as one's own essential nature. That's how one has to learn to be objective towards one's own body, mind and complex. It's not simply arriving at the consciousness as one's own self. Then objectivity has to come. That is a different thing. We're going to see later on. But anyway, so here he says, Tadeva vastu, the same abstract formless reality implied by the term Brahman. Here the student also says, which was implied by the teacher as that which is other than the knower and the known. The same vastu, the student also implies in his answer, Anumana Anubhavabhyam Sanyojya. Nishchitam. Now, the student's understanding has been, it's ascertained understanding. The student's understanding is ascertained understanding. And ascertained understanding is because of his combining his understanding with the support of the reasoning, and also his immediate, the understanding is of the immediate self. Anumana anubhavabhyam sanyojya nishchitam vakyantarena nona veda iti vedacha iti avochat. Vakyantarena, the student used a different sentence. That's all. The student's reply was exactly in keeping with the teacher's sentence. What was conveyed by the teacher's sentence? Acharya buddhi samvadartham. Why did he say that? ആചാര്യ ബുദ്ധി സംവാദാർത്ഥം. ആചാര്യ ബുദ്ധി സംവാദാർത്ഥം മീൻസ് ഫോർ ദി പർപ്പസ് ഓഫ് മേക്കിംഗ് ദ ടീച്ചേഴ്സ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ്, മേക്കിംഗ് ദ ടീച്ചർ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഹി ഹാസ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ് ദ ടീച്ചിങ്. ആചാര്യ ബുദ്ധി സംവാദാർത്ഥം. മന്ദബുദ്ധി ഗ്രഹണ വ്യപോഹാർത്ഥം. ദ ടു പർപ്പസ്, ഫസ്റ്റ് തിങ് ഹി വാണ്ടഡ് ദ ടീച്ചർ ടു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദറ്റ് ഹി ഹാസ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ് ക്ലിയർലി. മന്ദബുദ്ധി ഗ്രഹണ വ്യപോഹാർത്ഥം. ആൻഡ് ഓൾസോ ദി ടീച്ചർ ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് മിസ്റ്റേക്ക് ഹിം ദറ്റ് ഹി ഈസ് എ മന്ദബുദ്ധി. ഇൻ ഓർഡർ ടു മേക്ക് ദ ടീച്ചർ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദറ്റ് ഹി അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ്, ഇൻ ഓർഡർ ടു മേക്ക് ദ ടീച്ചർ നോട്ട് ടു മിസ്റ്റേക്ക് ഹിം ഹീസ് നോട്ട് എ ഡൽവിറ്റഡ് സ്റ്റുഡന്റ്. മന്ദബുദ്ധി ഗ്രഹണ വ്യപോഹാർത്ഥം ച. തഥാച ഗർജിതം ഉപപന്നം ഭവതി. ഗർജിതം ഉപപന്നം ഭവതി. Therefore, his proclamation, it was appropriate. What was his proclamation? Yaha naha tadveda tadveda. Among us, the fellow classmates, fellow disciples, whoever has understood, has understood, whoever has understood in reality, my words, has understood that Brahman. That proclamation of the student was appropriate because his understanding was very clear understanding. Okay. With this, the second mantra is over. Acharya Buddhi Samvadaha means the student's understanding is exactly in keeping with the teacher's instruction. So you wanted to express that student's vision was not different from the teacher's vision. And second thing, he also wanted to remove that thinking on the part of the teacher that the student was a diluted student. That is mandabuddhi grahana vyapohartham. That is why he said, whoever has understood really my words, I mean his words, and that person has really understood Brahman. Okay. Second mantra is over. We'll move on to the third mantra. Here, now the teacher's teaching is over, the student's understanding also has been made very clear. So now Upanishad herself wants to reproduce the summary of the teaching. Sishya Acharya Samvadat. Sishya Acharya Samvadat Pratinivrutya. Svena Rupena Shrutihi Samasta Samvada Nirvruttam Arthameva Bodhayati. This third mantra, Acharya Bhagavatpada introduces the third mantra. He says, ശിഷ്യ ആചാര്യ സംവാദാത്ത് പ്രതിനിവൃത്യ. സോ ഹാവിംഗ് കെപ്റ്റ് അവേ, ഹാവിംഗ് കെപ്റ്റ് ക്വയറ്റ് അലൂഫ് ഫ്രോം ദ ഡിസ്കഷൻ ഹാപ്പൻ ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ദ ടീച്ചർ ആൻഡ് ദ ഡിസൈപ്പിൾ. ശിഷ്യ ആചാര്യ സംവാദ. So the discussion happened between the teacher and the student, and having kept away, having kept quiet, aloof from the teaching happened between the student and the teacher. Now, Svena Rupena, Shrutihi Samasta Samvada Nirvrittam Artham Bodheti. Upanishad herself reveals Svena Rupena. Shruti by herself, Upanishad, Shruti here means Upanishad by herself, Bodhayati, teaches. Svena Rupena Bodhayati. Upanishad herself teaches Samasta Samvada Nirvrittam Artham. Samasta Samvada Nirvrittam Artham Bodhayati. Samasta Samvada Nirvrittam Artham means the essence extracted from Nirvrittam means it extracted. The essence extracted from the discussion happened between the student and the teacher. The entire discussion that happened between the student and the teacher, from that discussion have extracted the essence. Samasta Samvada Nirvrittam Arthameva Bodhayati. So Upanishad herself again teaches, brings to light the essence of the dialogue, the conversation, discussion happened between the student and the teacher. How does Upanishad present the teaching? He said, Yasya Amatam Ityadina. So Acharya presents the first word of the verse. Yasya amatam ityadina. By the following, Upanishad herself presents the teaching again herself in the following mantra. Let us read the mantra here. Yasya amatam tasya matam. So we cannot expect a new teaching here. The same teaching Upanishad presents. How extracting the teaching, the dialogue happened between the disciple and the teacher. Yasya amatam tasya matam. Matam yasya navedasaha. Yasya matam tasya matam. Matam yasya navedasaha. Avignatam vijanatam, vignatam avijanatam, avignatam vijanatam, vignatam avijanatam. The second sentence was already quoted by Acharya Bhagavatpada in his commentary previously. So here, yasya amatam tasya matam. So don't expect new teaching. Yasya amatam tasya matam. So matam is a past passive participle, which means what? The known. Matam means viewed, considered, thought. All these meanings are there. The word of matam means considered, thought, viewed. It also means known. Okay? We take the meaning of, meaning is known. Yasya amatam. Yasya amatam. Yasya amatam. The person for whom Brahman is unknown, which means Brahman is not an object. Tasya matam. For him, there is understanding, there is knowledge. Means it is known to him. Brahman is known to that person for whom Brahman is unknown. Brahman is known to the person for whom Brahman is unknown. What it means is the person in whose vision Brahman is not an object of knowledge. If Brahman is not an object of knowledge, he must have understood Brahman as the subject of knowledge. So he must have arrived at Brahman as one's own self. He must have taken ownership of Brahman as the very self, as Aham Brahma Asmi. Therefore, the person for whom Brahman is unknown, for him Brahman is known. Okay. Matam yasya na vedasaha. But the person for whom Brahman is known, for whom Brahman is object of knowledge, saha na veda, he does not know. Yasya matam saha na veda. That person does not know Brahman for whom Brahman is the known, an object of knowledge. Avignatam vijanatam. Avignatam vijanatam. Brahman is unknown for those who think they know Brahman. For them, Brahman is unknown. Vignatam avijanatam. So Brahman is really known to those who do not know Brahman. Brahman is unknown to those who know Brahman. Brahman is known to those to whom Brahman is unknown. So in the whole mantra, what Upanishad says, whoever is searching for Brahman as an object, they will never arrive at the object. And whoever has this understanding of Brahman not as an object, definitely they must have arrived at Brahman as the very self. Therefore, they have the real knowledge of Brahman. So the impossibility of Brahman being arrived at as an object is again emphasized by the Upanishad. So if at all, you know, the truth has to be understood, reality has to be arrived at, no choice. That is where our moksha is. But then, as long as we search for Brahman as an object, even we take Ishvara as an object, as Brahman. If we take Brahman as Ishvara, something other than oneself, then there is ignorance. Therefore, that is what it says here. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Yasya amatam tasya matam. Matam yasya sahana veda. Vijanatam avignatam. Vignatam avijanatam. So here, as the teacher and the student, they concluded their communication. The teaching was completed successfully. But the Shastra's vision became the teacher. This Shastra's vision was teacher's vision. And the teacher's vision became the student's vision. And the teacher's vision being the student's vision also was made very clear. Now, that's why we saw how Upanishad here presents the summary of the teaching. Teaching imparted by the teacher to the student. So again, this mantra also reveals the uniqueness of the Brahmajnanam. Yesterday I said, what is this Vrittivyapti and Phalavyapti? So uniqueness of Atma Jnanam is there will be only Vritti Vyapti, there will not be Phala Vyapti. Therefore, Upanishad also has to use the paradoxical language. So the knowledge of Brahman is that. The knowledge of Brahman is that the knowledge in which a person knows Brahman without knowing it. Without knowing Brahman, one should have the knowledge of Brahman. Which means knowing Brahman without knowing it means knowing Brahman as one's own self. Knowing Brahman being one's own self, not an object. That's where there's no objectification of Brahman. It's only claiming, taking ownership of Brahman as one's own self. That is what is emphasized here. So we'll see the Bhashyam. Yasya Brahmavidaha. So the yasya is the relative pronoun. So Acharya makes it very clear. Yasya is equal to Brahmavidaha. So Brahmavid, the knower of Brahman. Brahmavidaha, for the knower of Brahman. Yasya Brahmavidaha Amatam. For the knower of Brahman, the knower of Brahman for whom Brahman is Amatam. Amatam is what? Avijnatam. Avijnatam means what? Aviditam. Avijnatam, aviditam, amatam, all the three words mean the same. Yasya Brahmavidaha, the knower of Brahman for whom Brahman is unknown. So Brahma aviditam iti. Yasya Brahmavidaha, amatam is equal to avijnatam. Is equal to aviditam. Bhagavad Pada gives two words extra as meaning of the word amatam. Brahma iti. Matam. So matam, Brahma mat iti. Abhiprayaha. Nishchayaha. So the idea conveyed is the knower of Brahman for whom Brahman is unknown. The knower of Brahman for whom Brahman is the unknown. Brahman is known to him. Iti abhiprayaha. This is the idea conveyed. Tasya matam. For him Brahman is known. Matam means jnatam. Known. Known means what? Samyak Brahman. Brahma samyak jnatam iti abhiprayaha. The person for whom Brahman is unknown, to him Brahman is known very well. Yasya punaha matam jnatam viditam maya Brahma iti nischayaha. The person for whom, the firm thinking that Brahman is known to me well, na veda eva saha, that person does not know Brahman at all. So na vijanati saha Brahma na vijanati. Na veda eva saha means na Brahma vijanati saha. Na Brahma vijanati saha. That person does not know Brahman. So yasya Brahma vidaha amatam avijnatam aviditam Brahma iti matam. Matam here means abhiprayaha nischayaha. Tasya matam jnatam samyak Brahma iti abhiprayaha. Yasya punaha matam jnatam viditam maya Brahma iti nischayaha. Where there is a firm of firmness of understanding, Brahman is known to me, the person does not know Brahman. Where the person, for the knower of Brahman for whom Brahman is unknown, definitely he knows Brahman. So he says, vidvat avidushoho yathoktau paksho avadharayati. Vidvat avidushoho. So vidvat here means a wise person, a jnani who knows. Avidvat is ignorant person. So, a knower and the ignorant person. Vidvat avidushoho yathoktau pakshau avadharayati. Avijnatam vijanatam iti. So, Upanishad also ascertains the understanding of the ignorant person and the wise person. Who is ignorant? Who is wise here? Who is the knower? Who is the one who does not know Brahman? That is, Upanishad confirms here. Avijnatam vijanatam. Definitely Brahman is not known to those who claim, those who know Brahman. Which means for whom Brahman is an object of knowledge. Avijnatam vijanatam iti. Avijnatam amatam aviditameva brahma vijanatam. Definitely Brahman is unknown to those who know Brahman. Samyag viditavatam. Samyak viditavatam means what? People who think, I know Brahman very well. They samyak viditavantaha. Samyak viditavatam. For people who are of this understanding and know Brahman very well, for them Brahman is unknown. Vijnatam viditam Brahma avijanatam. Asamyak darshinam. For those who do not know Brahman well, indriya manobuddhishu eva. Atmadarshinam itartaha. Very nice. So for people for whom Brahman is unknown, it means for people who for whom Brahman is not an object of knowledge, Brahman is very self. But how do they have the vision of Brahman? Indriya mano buddhishu eva atmadarshinam. Indriya manobuddhishu eva atmadarshinam natu atyantameva yutpanna buddhinam. Atyantameva yutpanna buddhinam. So here, still they have I sense identity with what? Sense organs or mind. Intellect. Wherever, if they have eye sense still in mind or sense organs or intellect, then still they do not have a clear understanding. Atyantameva avyutpanna buddhinam. So they are the people till identity is with the subtle aspects. Still they do not have the clear vision of Brahma. Nahi tesham vijnatam asmabhihi brahma iti matihi bhavati. For such people, asmabhihi brahma viditam iti matihi na bhavati. For them, Brahman is known to us, Such understanding is not there. An understanding that Brahman is known to us well is not a tesham. Vijnatam asmabhihi brahma iti matihi na bhavati. They do not have the understanding that Brahman is known to us. So indriya mano buddhi upadishu atmadarshinam tu indriya mano buddhi upadishu atmadarshinam tu brahma upadi viveka anupalambhat. Brahma upadi viveka anupalambhat. Buddhyadi upadehecha vijnatatvat. Vetam brahma iti upapadyate brantihi. He says, see, shifting the eyesense from the mind, sense organs, it is not easy. Still, identity can be with the mind and sense organs. So he says, Indriya mano buddhi upadhi atmadarshi, upadishu atmadarshinam, people who have the eye sense, rightly with the body, mind sense, not the body, actually, sense organs, mind, intellect, etc. for them. Brahma upadhi viveka anupalambad. Because of the lack of the distinction between Brahma upadhi viveka anupalambad. Due to the lack of the understand the distinction between Brahman and the subtle upadhis. Buddhyadi upadehecha vijnatatvat. So viritam Brahma iti upapadyate. Still they think for them Brahman becomes an object because of their because the identity is still with the intellect, etc. Buddhyadi upadehecha vijnatatvat viritam Brahma iti upapadyate. Brantihi iti ataha asamyak darshanam pura pakshatvena upanyasyate. So here, we are going to present here in this mantra, Upanishad only repeats the teaching. Why the pura paksha came in between? The questions were asked, etc. What it says is, the many people, you know, many people have this understanding. When you study Upanishads, we get only the intellectual. It's only we want to experience Brahman. We study Upanishads, we understand Brahman as what? Aham Brahmasmi. Okay, nowhere is Brahman. Brahman is known to me. Nowhere is Brahman. Brahman is not an object of knowledge. After understanding this also, people say, what do they say? We have understanding. We have attended the classes, understood the teaching, but still we have to experience. Knowledge is intellectual for us. Which means we have the understanding, but we want to experience Brahman. It has not yet become our experience. We have not yet realized it. People do say that. This is that there, the obstacle is here, the intellect only. Still, they are not, because people are not able to be objective towards the subtle aspects. You see, somehow they shift identity from the physical body, but still it's not possible for them to become objective towards them. There's some hindrance in being objective towards their own subtle aspects, especially sense organs, mind and intellect. Again, specifically intellect. That is why Acharya says, the Upanishad says here, Indriya Manobuddhishu Eva Atmadarshinam. So the identity is with the intellect still, the mind. They're not able to be objective towards the subtle aspects. Therefore, they think what? We have knowledge intellectually, but I have knowledge intellectually, but I have to experience Brahman. So Acharya says here, Brahma upadhi viveka anupalambhad. That they do not see the distinction. They're not able to discern Brahman from the subtle intellect. Here, intellect is upadhi. And Brahman is distinct from the upadhi. That's why Brahma upadhi viveka anupalambhati. And what is upadhi here? Buddhyadi upadehecha. They're not able to discern Brahman from the upadhi such as buddhi, etc. They think Brahman is known. Viditam Brahma iti upapadyate. Iti branti upapadyate. The confusion comes because of that. Atah asamyak darshanam. Therefore, still the understanding is incorrect understanding. The vision, there's no vision. Asamyak darshanam means incorrect understanding, wrong understanding. let alone Purapakshatvena Upanyasyate. So that alone is here explained here in the Purapaksha. Vijnatam Avijanatam Iti. How Brahman is unknown to those to whom Brahman is known is the whole second line. The whole second line of the mantra repeats the same thing. Athava Hetvartaha Uttarardaha Avijnatam Ityadihi. Uttarardaha means the second half of the mantra, the later half of the mantra. So Brahma, which says Brahman is known to those who do not know, that sentence here is presented as the Hetuhu. Hetu means the reason why Upanishad says, or why the teacher says, or the Upanishad says, Brahman is unknown to those who know Brahman. This is the reason. The reason is, Brahman is unknown to those who know Brahman. Brahman is known to those who, those to whom Brahman is unknown. But says this because, this is the reason given. The second sentence is like the Hetu, and the first sentence is the first sentence, what is conveyed by, for which the reason is given the second sentence. Which means their understanding is still asamyak darshanam, it's incorrect understanding because of they not being able to see the pre-Brahman being distinct from even the subtle aspects. Avijnatam vijanatam iti avadhritam. So now it is firmly confirmed, Brahman is unknown to those, to those whom Brahman is known. People for whom Brahman is an object of knowledge, definitely they do not know Brahman. This is confirmed here. Yadi Brahma atyantameva vijnatam. Yadi Brahma atyantameva vijnatam. Brahman is totally unknown. Atyantameva avijnatam. For whom laukikanam brahmavidamcha avisheshaha praptaha. So there are people who have some understanding of Brahman, but still they're not able to claim Brahman as the self, but still they see Brahman as the object. Even after being, see, people are totally, people who are not at all exposed to any teaching. No exposure to any teaching. You know, without having any exposure to any teaching, simple people, they have no idea of Upanishad study or Brahman, knowledge, Ishwara, nothing. They're simple, ordinary people. So for them, of course, Brahman is object of knowledge. And they worship Brahman. For them, Brahman is object of worship as Ishwara. Definitely, Brahman is object of, they don't run to the temples, do pujas, you know. Of course, we do pujas with understanding. Understanding means definitely we understand the benefit of worship, so we worship. It is for, we know the limitation of worship also, but the importance of worship also, then we worship. But people who simple worshippers, for whom Brahman is object of knowledge, as Ishwara, they see something other than the self. Such people also are there. But here the people, in spite of being exposed to the teaching, in spite of knowing the teaching, and who say, they understand everything, we have understood very well, but we want experience Brahman. These people are not totally ignorant people. Atyantameva. They're not totally ignorant. they know. They expose the teaching. Have you heard many people saying, we have been hiding Shastram for so long, we understand the teaching very well, it's all very well understood, but what? The realization has not yet happened. The experience has not yet happened. So they're still waiting for some experience to happen. Such people are not totally ignorant like ordinary people. But why it happens? Still, they're not able to be objective towards subtle aspects. That was the reason. That we're going to see later. So he says, Yadi Brahma atyantameva avijnatam laukikanam, then Brahmavidamcha avisesha prapta. Then there's no difference between the totally ignorant people who are not at all exposed to any teaching. And there's no difference. People are exposed to the teaching. People who expose the teaching also are waiting for the experience of Brahman, thinking Brahman is still seeing Brahman as object of knowledge. Whereas people who are not exposed to any teaching, for them also Brahman is object of knowledge. Then, so laukikanam brahmavidamcha avisesha praptaha avijnatam vijanatam iticha paraspara viruddham. Avijnatam vijanatam. Again, it's a paraspara viruddham jatam. Parasparam viruddham. Vijanantaha purushaha means people who know Brahman. For them, Brahman is unknown. Iti. Avijnatam vijanatam. Katham to tad brahma samyak vidyatam bhavati. Oh, this is the situation. Katham, how does that Brahman become samyak vidyatam bhavati? How does that Brahman become known well? Iti evam artham aha. He is going to say that in the following mantra. Before that, how to say a few things in this mantra itself. Next mantra is the most beautiful mantra. Third mantra, I'll repeat on Monday. I repeat the sense, I will not repeat the mantra. I will tell you what exactly I need to tell you. I just want to finish reading the Bhashyama part of it. The simple thing here, the what exactly is explained by Bhagavad Pada in his commentary on the third mantra, that I'll explain on Monday. Okay? So I just read out the mantra. Nothing much to know here, but some subtle teaching Acharya presence in his commentary, which I'll do it on Monday. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.